May.
No, the date today.
Okay.
March 7th, 2006. Sometimes I say 19. Okay, let's see. When World War II started, whoops, I got to say that over again. Nope, it's on. Okay. When World War II started in 1939, or when Pearl Harbor was bombed in 1941, do you remember where you were?
Yes, it was on a Sunday, and December 7th, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I was in Baltimore, Maryland, working in a shipyard. And I remember going to work on Monday, and they were repair ships, and there was crews on these ships, and I remember talking to one of the crew I was on one of these ships, and I made the comment, well, what's the matter with those people?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
We thought the Japanese was made toys and firecrackers and stuff like that. And he said, no, he says that their ships, their freight ships even had gun mountings on them, built on there, and artillery, mm-hmm. large guns. And so he said, no, he says, they're well prepared. But they'd been war, you know, in China.
Right.
At that time. And so we had fair warning.
Mm-hmm. Are you originally from this area?
Oh, yes. I've lived right over there.
Okay, so how did you get to Baltimore, Maryland?
Well, I had a business failure.
Mm-hmm.
And I was offered a job in a grocery store in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Paid good money, $21 a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, how old were you then?
I was possibly 21 or 20 or 21.
Yeah.
And I worked there for 18 months. And then I had some friends that was in Baltimore, which is 70 or 80 miles away from the east of there on the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over and got an interview at the shipyard, Baltimore shipyards.
And by this time, the war in Europe had already started.
Oh, yes. That was quite a deal, you know. They was repairing old ships that had been put up in mothballs,
mm-hmm.
and there was also ships brought in there that had been torpedoed but run aground. They'd hug the coast, you know, and the Germans was real good at shooting freighters.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those would be, when they'd seen there was going to be an attack, they'd turn and try to ground it.
Right.
So they wouldn't go in deep water.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would salvage them later. Well, that's what the kind of work I was in.
Okay, so were you a welder, or what did you do?
No, I was what you called a machinist, outside machinist.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, taking parts off, and replacing them, valves, and... it was a much better job. I was making $50 a week.
Oh my gosh, it was. Yeah.
And
well, did they train you? How did you know how to do
well,
that?
Well, I'd been farm work, you know, mm-hmm. repaired equipment. You know, I had some experience, not not as much as I should have had, but I knew a wrench, you know, and
right.
how to repair engines. We farm work, we did a lot of that, and that was about what I was. I was I was in the lower area, handyman kind of deal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I worked there until September of 43.
Okay.
Then I came home and enlisted in the September. It was in 43, I think. 43,
mm-hmm.
February. I enlisted in the Army Air Corps.
Okay, and why did you choose the Army Air Corps?
Well, I was always impressed with flying, you know,
mm-hmm.
and being young. And also, they was had some training between September and February. There was a lot of training exercises in Garden City and Dodge City.
Oh, at the air base there?
At the air bases, and I'd see them every day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that thought, well, now that's what I want to. Be in the Air Corps instead of the infantry.
Mm-hmm.
Or my brother, he had enlisted in the Navy.
Okay.
And so I enlisted in, well, first I went down to Kansas City and I thought, oh, I went into the Marine recruiter there. And I know something just told me you don't want there.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't especially care the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of Air Corps.
Okay. So were there other young men in the area enlisting and going at the same time?
Oh, yeah. There's not at the same time. Of course, this is in 43.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Most of them had already been drafted. And I was one of the latter. There.
Okay.
And let's see, what was it?
So you?
Yeah, I enlisted. I tried to get into the cadet program.
Mm-hmm.
But I was one of the older ones, and I'd been out of school quite a ways, and mm-hmm. I didn't quite make the. Pass the exam.
Okay.
But I did, they told me, if you want to fly, you can go into what they call a kind of a small airplanes. And it was, you could enlist and you could take your training at Dodge City.
Mm-hmm.
In small airplanes, and it was used in, at that time the Army and the Air Corps was one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so they had those people that trained for artillery liaison work, you know,
mm-hmm.
which is darn dangerous, I found out later. But and I could go get started right here in Dodge City. Maybe
okay.
Some of my friends was doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So you enlisted in Kansas City, but then you came back here for training.
Yeah, they didn't take. They said it'd be later.
Mm-hmm.
You could. They'd call you. They said.
Okay.
Well, in the meantime, I came back and I was helping my dad and. Trying to straighten up some of my business that I had left here when
mm-hmm.
I went broke. And waiting on a call.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I knew, they closed the training program here in Dodge City.
Mm-hmm.
And then I even wrote them a letter and asked them when they was going to call me. Gosh, I regretted that. But anyway, first thing, it was in September
mm-hmm.
of 43, they finally called me.
Mm-hmm.
And, they wrote me a letter and they says, if you want to, why don't you try to get in the program, you can go through the air base at Dodge City. I went over there and took my tests and passed, except my physical,
mm-hmm.
which was one physical that jumped up and down on one foot, you know, for
mm-hmm.
1 minute,
yeah,
till it brought your heart rate up. And then you sat down for 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
Then they took your blood pressure. And if your heartbeat was still, that's why they called it a contest. I remember that.
Oh.
And I don't think they, it was, well, anyway, we'll leave that go. So they didn't take me.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me to come back later on. Maybe I could pass that. And so I went back over there. And I think the doctor, they just didn't want to fool with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're mm-hmm. enlisted. Just wait and they'll call you.
Yeah.
I don't want to fool with you. That's what their attitude. So then in September of 43, I went to, was called and went to Jefferson Barracks in St. Louis and basic training. And they give you tests every now and then,
mm-hmm.
and physical tests. And what they was, at that time, you know, the war was in full swing and man, they was losing aircraft and I was telling you about this friend that just died here. Mm-hmm. He was a bombardier,
mm-hmm.
and he hadn't enlisted, and he was overseas at this time,
mm-hmm.
and if you made 25 missions, they give you a furlough home, see, mm-hmm. and out of the percentages of losses was 80 some percent
mm-hmm.
of losses. Mm-hmm. Either they were taken prisoner or death,
mm-hmm.
or that was the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he was one of the 15% that finally made it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a neighbor over there, Dale Kendall. He was at that time, he was in the Air Corps. And the first crack out of the box, they got shot down. And he was blown out of the airplane or something. Anyway, he says he don't remember anything, only floating down a parachute.
Mm-hmm.
And but anyway, I guess that's about all I know.
Okay, when you went to basic training, it was in St. Louis.
Yeah, Jefferson Barracks there, and it was it's just basic, you know, military.
Okay.
Marching mostly, and inspections. And,
okay. And did was it hard to take orders?
Well, not. I just I I didn't notice anything like that.
Okay. And how long was that basic training?
I think it was 3 months.
Okay. And did you receive any special training?
No, that was just
the basic.
The basics.
Okay.
And after that, they assigned you.
Okay.
And I was assigned to airplane mechanics school in Lincoln, Nebraska. Mm-hmm.
You think because of what you had done before the war, that they knew you had those...
Well, that was on your record.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never... Well, you didn't have any choice.
Okay.
You said done what you was assigned to.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, when I got up there, they, I was going to school,
mm-hmm.
and you never know what the military's thinking, mm-hmm. you know, but afterwards, you know, got the losses.
Of the pilots? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they decided on a pool
mm-hmm.
of trainees, and
Was at Lincoln, was there an air base there?
Oh, yeah.
And that's where you were in training?
Well, it was a school.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there were, you would have known about the losses of pilots. I mean, that was almost a daily thing that you were aware of. If this is too unpleasant, we don't have to talk about it. And, you know, I...
Come on, just a minute.
Okay. Okay.
Well, the losses is so great that they was expected... They had to have replacements.
Oh. Okay.
So, I was, they ran us through the test, you know, physical again.
Mm-hmm.
And they was wanting somebody, they didn't say,
mm-hmm.
but the idea was that they needed gunners to go into bombers.
Yeah.
And they was wanting to, in this training program, they didn't need so much mechanics, but they needed gunners.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what happened. They run us through the process again of selecting people, you know,
mm-hmm.
and seeing if they wanted to find out if they would want to be a gunner on an aircraft. And so when it come my turn, well, to see the colonel, it was a medical colonel, and he asked me if I'd be interested in getting in a cadet program. And I said, well, yes, I've tried, but I've failed.
Yeah.
And on the count of what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you go take your test and I'll decide it.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be. No, and you're not the only one, because this was an important, you know, piece of your life, and don't be sorry. No. I'm just glad that you're willing to talk about it.
Well, anyway, that's what happened. I took my test, and you went from four aboard, and
mm-hmm.
They asked you some questions, and if you passed They'd send you to center, which was down in Biloxi, Mississippi. You know, here, Biloxi,
yes.
Mississippi.
Yeah, the deep south.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was in January of 43.
Do you remember what kind of questions they asked you?
Oh, they asked me if I had any relatives in the service. I said, yes, I had a brother in San Juan. Where is he at? And I said, he's in San Juan, Puerto Rico, mm-hmm. in the Navy. They asked me, I remember they had diseases officers.
Mm-hmm.
One officer was, he had to be from New York or New Jersey or someplace.
Yeah. I you could tell by his accent.
Yeah, yeah. And I didn't know. He asked me. I had to ask him. I said, sorry, I don't understand that. Well, he asked me if I had any reservations in the military. I mean, like, conscientious objection to military.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that. And
was it a long interview? I mean,
I don't think it was much more than 5-10 minutes maybe.
Okay. And,
but I remember as I left, I opened up the door. The officer said, that's the best one we've had.
Well, all right. You must have impressed them with your answers then. And then, did you go on to Biloxi?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This has been a long deal now. I told you it's a pool.
Right. And this would have been when? In 44?
Well, I came home for Christmas up there.
Okay.
And I went back.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be in 44.
Okay.
I guess that would be.
So you'd been trying for almost a year.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
To get into the
cadet. Well, mostly over here.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, but anyway, we went down there. It was zero weather. And we went down there and when we got down there, that place was chock full of people for qualification. You know, mm-hmm. either had to qualify for pilot training, bombardier, or navigator.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, some of the college kids and some of the whiz kids,
mm-hmm.
they qualified for at least two, you know. And,
right.
And I only qualified for pilot training,
mm-hmm.
and but I was older than most of them.
Mm-hmm.
I was 24,
mm-hmm.
and as I say, they was just chuck full. They put us in tents,
okay.
and, you know, down there, and that wasn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't very pleasant. You get under a wet blanket to sleep.
If we could back up, when you said it was zero weather, what did you mean by that?
When I left Nebraska.
Okay, it was 0 degrees.
Yeah.
And then you got down there and it was hot and muggy.
Well, it was muggy mostly. It was,
mm-hmm.
it was like springtime here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
so they just, because there were so many, they had erected tents, and that's where you stayed.
Yeah, called it Tent City.
Okay.
Yeah. And they didn't know what to do with those. It was just stalled. Everything was,
mm-hmm.
they'd taken people out of the Army that qualified, you know, had taken a test and qualified for flight training. They'd
mm-hmm.
taken them out of the Army. Now, I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
And I guess that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we was there for maybe 2 or 3 months.
And you were doing pilot training?
No.
No, you were just
sitting
around?
Just taking tests taking, oh heck, they won't let you.
Oh, okay.
Stuck around. No, we're taking tests.
Okay.
And they run it, they didn't have a computer, but they figured out how you did on your tests, and then they signed you there.
Okay.
But, no, we had to go out, and we had to go out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it means go out several miles away, walk out there in formation, and we stayed all night, and we had to sleep in the pup tents, you know. One guy had half a pup tent.
Okay.
You staked it out, and you crawled in there, you're half.
Mm-hmm.
And
so they kept you busy.
Yes. You don't know, you didn't have any time to sit around and complain or think how bad it was.
Okay. All right.
And oh, then there comes a storm in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the roads is real muddy, and so, but we got to ride back. That's one thing, we got to ride back to base.
Okay.
Then we was happy to get back there. The next thing happened, we didn't think we was going to get moved. We were supposed to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Get out. And all this stuff, this is backed way back up.
Mm-hmm.
So, we got assigned to, they didn't know what to do with us. They had to get us out of there. There was other people coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In there. And this was the pool now that they're building, and
mm-hmm.
because if they had losses like they're having in, what would they have losses in Japan?
That's right.
So, they sent us out to these training bases, you know.
Mm-hmm. In Mississippi?
No, in Alice, Texas.
Oh, okay.
So we was out there, one of our jobs was to wash some windshields and clean out the cockpits and gas the engines and check the oil and mm-hmm. and just keep busy.
Yes.
Keep busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had standby inspections.
Mm-hmm.
And you was a cadet then, and you had to stand by inspections and see your belt buckle was blitzed
mm-hmm.
and your shirt's buttons was buttoned.
Okay, did you have to take care of your own clothes? Did you have to do the laundry?
No, we did. That's one thing we didn't have to do. Okay. Well, unless something happened that you had to have it, you
mm-hmm.
know, and you'd go with the latrine and wash whatever you had to, which was not very much.
So did you have a special uniform as a cadet?
You had different insignias. You had little wings on your... here, and you also had a nameplate.
Okay.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but you had work clothes that you worked in.
Yeah,
and
then fatigues,
you had,
yeah.
Okay, and then you had a dress uniform.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which you stood at and inspection.
Mm-hmm.
You had the inspection just ever so often.
And what if you didn't pass inspection?
Well, you wished you had.
Okay, all right.
All right. You got 5 demerits
uh-huh.
a week.
Okay.
They'd come through and check your bed, see if a quarter would bounce on your bed.
Mm-hmm. Is that really true?
Yeah.
That's what they would do?
Yes. I'm sure they did.
Okay.
No, I didn't every day, no.
Okay.
But mm-hmm. I guess maybe that, I don't know. I never seen them. They'd always do it when you wasn't there.
Well, sure. Okay.
And then you'd look in your... put locker.
Mm-hmm.
Your socks had to be folded just so. Your toothpaste just so. And your extra clothing with the hang
mm-hmm.
up there. Buttons, all buttoned.
Mm-hmm.
And your shoes shined. You had 2 pairs of shoes.
Mm-hmm. Did they show you how to do all, how to fold things?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's part of your basic training?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever think that maybe that was silly or anything?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But they did that.
Mm-hmm.
That you knew what you're supposed to do. There's a reason for everything you did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. To follow orders and to to do what they tell you to do when they tell you to do it?
Well, it's just kind of like officer's training. When you got through, you'd be an officer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And,
Okay, so when you were in Alice, Texas, you were in the cadet program. You were maintaining the planes.
Yeah. Maybe I better stop right there.
Okay.
You had been accepted as a cadet.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But you weren't a cadet yet.
Mm-hmm.
You was